And they live around the water, or in the water.
Water?
No, they live around the water. About that big around. You hear them sometimes at night, and they go...
Frogs?
Yeah.
They do anywhere.
Well, now, do you have different names for the ones that live on the land from what you call the ones that live in the water?
Toad frog, bullet frog.
And the toad frog lives on the land?
Mm-hmm. Bullet frog lives in the water.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a smaller frog that makes a chirping noise?
Spring frog.
What do you call ordinary worms that people use for bait?
Plank worms.
And what about particularly large worms that people use for bait?
Grub worms.
What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so you can see it at night?
Lightning bug.
Okay. Well, now, what's a June bug? Is that a different thing?
Oh, yeah, June bug. He's about the size of your thumb. He comes along in the month of June.
Uh-huh.
The lightning bug is a very small little bug. At night, when he opens his wing, you see a little light. Light.
Well, now, does the June bug send off light, too?
No.
Uh-huh. Is that somebody coming to see you?
No.
What do you call an insect that has a long, thin body and filmy wings, and it flies around over ponds or lakes?
Bullbat.
Now, this is an insect. This is hard to describe. I never can do a good job of it, so I'll draw you a picture. They look, let's see. Got two sets of wings. That's not a very good picture, but can...
Mosquito hole?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What do you call an insect that looks kind of like a wasp and it builds a nest out of mud?
Daytopper.
What do you call nuts that get ripe under the ground?
Peanuts.
If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you'd say that the boy...
Favorite is that.
And if a boy's behavior is similar to his father's, you'd say that the boy...
Has his father's traits, or...
What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth?
Midwife.
If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
City dude.
Okay. And if a country person goes into town, what might the city people call him?
Countryman.
Okay. How do you normally refer to a member of your race?
Well, Negro, colored man, several different ways to refer to him.
Okay. And how do you normally refer to a member of my race?
White person.
If a white man got mad with a colored man, what might he call him?
Nigger.
And if a colored man got mad with a white man, what might he call him?
Cracker.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever heard the word buckra?
Oh, yeah.
And does that mean the same thing as cracker?
No, yes. But the older time people always called the white buckra.
Uh-huh. And was that an insult?
No.
It was just...
Because of respect and honor.
Uh-huh. Okay. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son broke it. You might say the man got awfully...
angry.
Suppose you'd been working hard all day. By nighttime you might say, man, I'm really...
tired.
The nurse at school sent a child home early because the child...